Tradition. We believe this is the 17th year in a row now that our next guest who joins us on the ticket hotline, Ribby Paltz, has presented to us and exclusively to our listeners his NFL mock draft. Good morning, Ribby.
Hey there, Miller Man. What you say, Jeff?
Not much, Ribby. How are you?
Well, gentlemen, it's that time of year when all the media gathers around the ticket radios and listens to my impressive. I'm going to predict the hell out of this. My mental impossible. This is amazing stuff. Now, I'm going to do it a little bit differently this year.
Okay.
I'm going to give you the top 10 choose makes that turn into picks eventually that these guys do.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not going to give you their names.
What good is that?
I'll only describe their penises.
What?
Let's do it, gentlemen.
I don't know if you should
do that. Number one pick, very large. At the number two half make, extremely large. At the number three, almost elephant-like and dark as a Tootsie Roll.
Hold on, Ribby.
This is ridiculous.
This is not doing us any good.
This is disgusting and stupid.
You want names?
Yes.
All right, let's do it. At the number one choose half, the Rams take Sam Bradford because they don't think their facilities can handle the tinkle stick size of Gerald McCoy.
Oh, gosh. That has nothing to do with anything.
The Rams then package Bradford and trade him to Detroit for the number two choose pick.
Why would Detroit want another quarterback?
So now the Rams get to go again. And this time, the Rams decide strongly to take the giant urethra holder of Gerald McCoy, a large impressive from Oklahoma who has a football history. At number three, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers take Ndamukong Suh.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, they take a boy named Sue. Ndamukong Suh, the large, excessively black defensive tackle from Nebraska.
Uh-huh.
And you know he's got a, he's very big. He's a big guy.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
You know how he got so big? Paid a lot of fresh guys. Number four.
I told you they'd clap.
The Washington Redskins take Ndamukong Suh.
Here's where
don't
it's falling
take
apart.
Take a player who's already been drafted.
A black from Nebraska.
Oh, my gosh, really?
At number five, gentlemen, and Kansas City Chiefs
and
take Ndamukong Suh.
All right.
Then they trade Ndamukong Suh to the Washington Redskins for Ndamukong Suh.
You just can't get past
so
that.
So the
name.
Redskins
right.
get to choose again.
Uh-huh.
And once again, they choose Ndamukong Suh. At the number six, the Seattle Seahawks. They take OU offensive tackle Trent Williams, who is dressed up as Ndamukong Suh.
Why would he be doing that?
A black guy who has a Cameroonian daddy. At number seven, eight, and nine, the teams pass due to the excessive penis size of Ndamukong Suh.
Just stop it with
this
all
is
that.
Your worst mock draft ever, and that's saying a lot.
Well, the Cowboys at number 27. I'm sure you're interested in that because you guys, I believe, are broadcast from Dallas, Texas.
You know that.
I think the Cowboys are going to take Tim Tebow.
Oh,
what?
That's strange.
Who in the pants area is a medium at best. Probably medium to medium light, if you wanted me to get specific.
That's ridiculous.
We don't.
Now, I can't tell you exactly what's going to happen in the draft, but I can tell you that in the first round, I think the St. Louis Rams are going to screw up this draft just like our country was screwed up by Barack Hussein Obama. You won't hear that reported in the lamestream media, job.
No, you probably won't.
And at the final pick, 256 down.
Boy, he's going all the way down.
Really skipping around here.
The Saints will cancel the whole draft, and everyone goes back to the drawing board, drawing a giant penis of Ndamukong Suh.
You know what, George? It's time to fire
let him go.
Ribby.
What kind of gentleman?
Okay. Wow. Well, he guarantees it.
There it is, the mock draft from Ribby. 8:51 here on Sports Radio 1310.